Hello, everyone, and welcome to the weekend edition of Million Dollar Decorating, the only podcast devoted to the worlds of design, decorating, and beautiful living. I'm your host, James Swan, and I am thrilled to have you subscribing to this new feature where we check in with our guest alumni and explore their lives away from the office. Head over to our website, milliondollardecorating.com, where you'll find another new feature in the show notes section, a written transcript of our chat today, something that you've asked for, and we're happy to deliver. If you're new to the website, add your name to our email list, then follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. Right now, join me as I chat with Curie Kelly and discover what her life is like when the weekend comes. Curie, great to have you back with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Great to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you. So for our listeners who may not have caught our earlier interview, Curie, give us the 411 on Curie Kelly and what you and your business and brand are all about.
Well, I'm an interior designer and an author and a company owner in Northern California. We have an overarching creative agency that's called the Curie Kelly Companies. And that's made up of Curie Kelly Design Lab, which is a residential and commercial design firm. We also have 42nd Street, which is a fully customizable case good furniture company, along with lighting and rugs and accessory lines that our team has designed. And Loft Media Group, which is a digital marketing firm for the interior design industry that specializes in social media and editorial content.
Wow, so we stay busy, right?
We love our industry. We love interior design for sure and the areas we get to work in because of it.
Absolutely. So I'm curious then, with all of those things going on and clearly a large team around you, how do you think your staff views you?
Probably driven. I know they, you know, often feel the effects of that character trait or quality, but I think they also enjoy the ride and the dedication that the things that we're able to be exposed to offer. So driven, but they get to have their weekends too, which is a good thing.
That is a good thing, always. How do you think your clients view you, Curie?
I think they see all that's going on with our companies and the various facets of that. But I also think that they think that our team is very approachable. I walk to work often and I have clients pull over and chat design. And I think they feel very comfortable in texting me. And we celebrate each other's projects in the community and support one another. So I think there's an approachability that comes along with that.
Nice, 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 nice. How about that handsome husband of yours?
Aww.
And your extended family? How do they view you?
Yeah, the Silver Fox, he and my dad were just talking at a Sunday night dinner that we always have at our house, and they described me as giving, which I found as a big compliment, but I think they see me with my team and the people that we mentor and having friends and family over to entertain. Maybe that's where that perception has come from.
Mm. So it's a big part of success in this world is giving back, don't you think?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And the older I get, the more I realize that and the more fun what we're doing becomes. We're actually headed down to San Luis Obispo. My alma mater is Cal Poly, and we have two scholarships there, one for this innovation and entrepreneurship team. We have an accelerator team of these students that are digging into all these new projects, and we're able to mentor and support them with scholarships. And we also have a construction management scholarship, and it's just so rewarding to see the light in their eyes and be able to share a little bit what we've done in our career with them and have them be that much further in what they're doing because we can offer those little pearls every once in a while.
That's an amazing way to invest in the future, setting up something like that. Where did you get the idea, or was that something that just came to you?
Cal Poly was a very important experience for me. The whole concept there was learn by doing. And that was something that really spoke to me. Versus reading a textbook to get my hands dirty and touch and feel and see worked for me. And I thought that would probably work for others that were in this industry. And I just really wanted to support that along with another place that we give back is ASID, American Society of Interior Designers. They've supported me throughout my career. So when it comes to supporting the foundation and that organization in general, I'm big on that.
It sounds like it's a worthy Two worthy recipients of your time and your energy, most definitely. When you think about the idea of life-work balance, I don't know about you, but I read a lot about that. It seems like everywhere I turn, someone's writing and saying something about it. What are your thoughts on that? How do you embody the idea of work-life balance, Gary?
It sounds amazing. But, you know, I think you'd agree with this. I've seen you in so many fun places as we go to market and such. I just love the mix of the work and the real life, you know, the off time things and how it can overlap. I like to work, so I don't mind doing a design project that happens to be located in Napa. So we're standing in a beautiful place, working with lovely people and tasting great wine along the way. I think there's a fun way to get the work done, absolutely, but celebrate along the way and not only do that with our team, but do that with our clients as well and create friendships while we're doing it. So that definitely has taken time to evolve. And there was a point, you know, when I was half my age that I am now, that I just kind of said yes to everything and hustled. And it's not that we don't do that still. It's just in a little bit different way, in a little more thoughtful way.
I was just going to ask, is it a conscious decision or is it something that you've grown into intuitively as you've evolved in your career and your life?
I think people always talk to me about it, especially with the ideas that I had or the things that I wanted to be a part of. They'd say, you know, when do you sleep? Or you know, those types of comments. And that caused me to reflect. And I think as you get older, you choose how you want to work and who you want to be surrounded by. And so there is a conscious effort there of what do I want this to look like? And living in Northern California, there's so many things that we're surrounded by that we want to be a part of, whether it's a design project or something culturally.
Right.
It was a conscious thing to have those elements overlap. And I hope I can do more of it in a bigger way as we go on here.
Yeah, bigger and better always, right?
Yeah.
With that same thought in mind, though, do you find that there are consistent challenges to that balance that you're trying to realize? Or are the challenges random as they come at you?
Luckily, we have a team of 10 of us to balance out the challenges. And I think we've been doing this long enough that we aren't surprised too often. But I also am blessed with a husband who is very focused on that work-life balance and will pull me out and say, we're going here for a week. And so I looked at your calendar. Let's figure this out. And sometimes the work and the travel and such overlap each other so that you can dip in and do a little bit of work and then extend it a bit to do some rest and relaxation at the same time.
So it sounds like it's a real conversation between the two of you.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Now, I have said this to his face because I've been fortunate enough to spend time with you both, but I will say it again here on air. You make sure that he hangs on to you.
Yeah, for sure.
He's a good one. He's a good one.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that contributes to the success. He definitely believes in what our team is doing and cares about our team members. And that's another thing for us that while there's 10 of us, that still has a family business feel.
Right.
You know, whether we're doing things at the national level or local level, they come down to it. We're family and we got each other's backs.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's priceless, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. Yes. And, you know, while we chose not to have kids at the same time, to be able to have this extended family in that way, and even with our vendors and clients too, is a great feeling. A big hug.
Yeah. There you go. A big hug when you come to work. Can't beat that.
Yeah.
So when the weekend approaches, how do you prepare for it? What are your goals and expectations as you move into the weekend? What special things do you do to make that time away from work meaningful?
Our weekends are a bit unplugged. We typically find time to make dinner for friends or family, especially during the summer. You know, this outdoor living that we get to do 90% of the year contributes to that lifestyle for sure. And in the winter, we just renovated our basement and installed a wine cellar. And so that's been a fun little spot to hang out in and share moments with friends and families and our team members as well. And if we're not at home, we'll be in Napa or Santa Barbara or at the end of the pier in Lake Tahoe on our happy perch. but places like that invigorate us and the people who surround us do too.
So it sounds like travel then be it short, sort of in the neighborhood, as it were, there in Northern California, or even a little further afield, is important to you.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely a California girl. And that just that whole al fresco kind of outdoor scenario is something that we do here if we're not abroad.
Yeah. Having grown up in Sacramento, I know how many choices and options there are just within, I don't know, an hour, hour and a half away. It's kind of a smorgasbord.
Yeah. We're going to get you over here. We have a long driveway and it has little Italian lights over it. And we turn that into a 20-foot table. And it can be a 10-foot table too, depending on how big our group is. And, you know, that sharing and breaking of bread, it's just a great feel. We love
nice.
It.
That prompts another question. How do you handle the balance between social time when you're away from the office and then just the more personal time where it might be just you or your husband, or maybe it's even just you? How do you parse that out?
I think a lot of it overlaps. We live in the area that we live in is very social as far as this kind of front porch living concept. And so there are evenings where we think we're having a quiet night at home sitting on the porch and all of a sudden it turns into wine and Ritz with neighbors. But, you know, during the week when we do after hours events for both of our industries, Vinny's in the healthcare industry, and there's that overlap of friends and clients and coworkers. But once those things happen, we do like to grab some time alone and see each other's eyeballs across from each other and catch up on what's happened.
How are you about stepping away from Vinny when you just need time for yourself? What is that like for you? Or vice versa, I should say, when he might need time away also.
We find our personalities are a little bit different when we're away from each other. In the way, for me, where we may relax and watch a movie, I'm a little bit more out and about when we're apart from each other. And I kind of have a list and I want to get these things done. And if it's not that, it's more of a batteries out kind of concept where you'd find me at the spa. I'm either a whirling dervish or getting a massage or doing yoga or meditation or something along that line. But yeah, we celebrate our times away from each other and makes it that much better when we are back able to reconnect and have that midweek date night too.
Nice. Is that something that you do regularly? Is that an every week thing?
Yeah, it's not something that's ever on the calendar, but there are days where you come home and you just give each other the look and it's like, okay, get in the car, let's go. Or let's even, you know, walk around the block and around the neighborhood. And we find when we're moving that a lot of the information comes out and, you know, you're able to peel the layers and kind of center again.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? Finding that center spot and that place of balance.
Yeah, we recently, I guess over the past 2 years, we used to be really intense and go do HIIT fitness and be boxing. And I have a mean left hook, that sort of thing. But
I've heard that. So.
But we've modified that a bit, turned more into that yoga and meditation side of things. And I think that helps with the mental balance and all the things that all of us juggle.
Mm-hmm.
And to show up a little bit better for our clients and our teams.
Nice. Curie, if you could trade places just for a weekend with anyone, anywhere, and at any time, who would you pick and tell us why?
Well, you know me well, so you're going to see this one coming. But I probably would trade with Mr. Ralph Lauren in the 1990s.
Oh.
I worked for him in the 1990s, and in my mind, he would undoubtedly be at one of his 7 amazing residential properties that he has in all different, outfitted in all different styles that were under his design umbrella, or at some event conjuring up a fashion line or product or restaurant concept. And I think if I could, you know, walk around in his brain or see through his eyes, that would be priceless, just inspiring.
Yeah, good pick. Very good pick. And you'd want to have a notepad with you, most definitely.
For sure. You know, or I guess my camera, something. Yeah,
or
capture those moments.
Today, we would have our phones with us.
Yeah, no, I like the romance of the notepad. That's much better.
It's a different feel, isn't it?
For sure, yeah.
Now, I was having dinner with friends over this past weekend, and they've just announced that their home has become, during family hours, a phone-free zone.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about anything like that? Or maybe that's something that you guys do by default?
Yeah, I used to sleep with my phone on my nightstand. We've relocated that to our bathroom area. And I think that helps with not having it be the last thing you see at night and the first thing you see in the morning. And then Sundays are pretty sacred to us. While sometimes we're on our phones planning a dinner or, you know, travel or something, we do try to stay off the social media part of it. And thankfully, we do have someone in our office who takes care of that aspect for us. And we try to really be engaged on Sunday, whether that's farmers market or making meals for the week, or having that Sunday night family dinner. We try to really stick to that.
I remember you telling me about that Sunday night dinner. That's rather special in your house, isn't it?
Yeah, no invitation needed. You know, Dad is always there. And then my brother-in-law and my sister and my nephew sometimes come too, especially when it's time for swimming. And that's our way that we get to see Honey, our family yellow lab, and she's getting older, but she, it's almost like she looks forward to it too. She knows her place. She knows what the deal is and how we all interact with each other. So she's definitely a part of it as well.
Are you a hobby person, Carrie? Do you have something that's special in your life that facilitates your downtime? Do you paint? Do you, anything like that?
I do really enjoy writing. I love it. But that sometimes turns into work. So I call it a hobby, but, you know, we've written 2 books out of our home and that process was incredible. And I just love getting those ideas out. And there are 4 projects that I just have in my back pocket, just kind of simmering. And I like tapping into those in a different version of creativity outside of the design.
So are you telling us there's a 3rd book percolating?
Oh, yeah. There's always a couple in the back pocket. And design related as far as the topic. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm sure if we were to trend how many times I said wine in this interview, wine and design is one of them. And then the other, just because we love Northern California and Santa Barbara. And
of course.
The interiors and exteriors that those regions give us and inspire us. But the other one is Spanish Revival design and just that white aesthetic, that exterior with the tile roof and how the landscape plays with it. I think there are so many things to study and learn about that and incorporate into our work. So,
and that's such an important part of life there in California, both northern and southern.
Yeah, definitely. And we have so many talented friends that contribute to those aesthetics. We love to celebrate their work and what they do.
Sure. Wow. Okay. Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
From Ms. Kelly. We'll watch with eager anticipation for those books as they materialize. Let's think about, maybe we'll apply it to one of your Sunday evening dinners. If you could select one guest from the past, one guest from the present, and one guest from the future for your Sunday evening family roundtable. Is it round? I don't remember.
Yeah, outside that. But actually, both tables are round unless we were down the driveway. Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with round then. But if we could have those 3 people, one from the past, one from the present, and one from the future, join you and your family, who would you want them to be and why?
For me, it truly would be my mom, who passed away last year, my dad, who's with us today and every Sunday, and their grandson, Laird, who's 5 years old now. And if they could see him graduate or on his wedding weekend, I know they would really understand how they've contributed to his success and happiness. And while he only knew my mom when he was very young, I see traits in him that they were just inseparable. So I think they just would see themselves in him and be very proud of the smart little guy he's become.
Wow. Nice. That does round that off very nicely, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Think about an upcoming weekend, just you and Vinny. What's a destination, adventure, experience that the two of you haven't had yet, but that you'd like to make reality if you could just wiggle your nose and make it happen? Where would you be off to?
It would if I could wiggle my nose and get there, it would happen even sooner. That's you know, the schlep is always part of the calculation when planning these things. But Vinny and I have been talking about Portugal. And, you know, I think often Greece or Italy or Spain are of top of mind for people. But I think Portugal sometimes gets left out. And just in looking at pictures and working with one particular vendor, we've designed some a dishware line, and I would love to go there, get my hands dirty with the manufacturer and really understand that business, especially since we like to entertain so much. And
sure.
Just take photos of that country's vibrancy and embrace the culture and even the pace of Portugal and the surrounding areas and bring those experiences back home. Every time we're able to do that, it's very meaningful for both Vinny and myself, but also when we are able to share it with our team when we get home and our clients as well.
Well, having done two trips to Portugal, I can vouch for its amazingness.
Thumbs up, then.
Probably a word. Yeah, it's a definite thumbs up.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay.
Gary Kelly, it's always a joy getting to speak with you. Thank you so much for sharing so candidly about your downtime and the balance that you strike between your very busy work schedule and the life that you have at home.
Well, I appreciate you asking, and I look forward to seeing you across a room at a market and then getting to reconnect again.
It's coming up soon, I have a feeling.
So, yeah, I'll see you in the fall.
Until then, exactly. Do you have a retail store? Quickly draw a 2D plan and immediately see your changes in a 3D photorealistic render using your own furniture. Share the live link with your customer, which they can open on any device and instantly experience your suggestions live. Go to roomstyler.com/live or email sales@roomstyler.com. We want to say thank you to our subscribers for tuning into the show today. After having said thanks to Kiri, our guest, we know that you, our subscribers, are what the show's all about. None of it really has any meaning without you tuning in. So thanks for tuning in, sharing news about the show with your friends, and helping us to continue to grow. Go over to the website, milliondollardecorating.com, where you can enjoy not just a link to Kiri's website so you can follow what she and her team are up to, but also a transcript of our show today. While you're there on our site, click a few more buttons. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. And finally, and most importantly, remember that it's up to you to make your world more beautiful